So, towards the end of the day, I got a text from him that just said, same place, same time, same stool. And I knew immediately what that meant. He had said how much he enjoyed our little tryst last time and wanted to do it again. So, being the good girl that I am, I obeyed. And after work, I went down to the pub where he had met before, and it was pretty early, so there weren't a ton of people there, and I was able to get the same stool where I had been sitting before. And the bartender came over and immediately handed me my favorite cocktail. Didn't say a word, just handed it to me, smiled. And so I graciously took it and sat, and I'd say maybe it was about 5 minutes or so. And I get this text, and it's from him. And he says, so glad you made it. And I'm looking around and not seeing him. And so I answered him, yes, I'm here. Where are you? And he says, oh, I'm here, but you're not going to see me for a while. So, of course, I think this is fun. You know, this is totally up my alley. No pun intended. But so he sends another text and it has instructions. And he says, go into the women's room and in the third stall, taped to the back of the water basin, is a package. He says, go get it and follow the following steps. And it just says an ellipsis. So I sat for a moment wondering if another text was coming, which it was, and it just said go with an exclamation point. So I took a big sip of my drink and made my way to the ladies' room. And of course, someone was in the third stall, so I had to wait. But I went in, I found the package, and I didn't open it because I knew I wasn't supposed to. So I texted it back and I said, well, I'm here and I have the package. And he says, good. He says, take off your panties and put them in your purse. So I do. And I wait. And about a minute later, he sends another text and says, open the package. So I open the package. And it's one of those high-end, remote-controlled vibrators. So I text him back, you made me take my panties off, so how am I wearing this thing? And he said, well, open the box, you'll see. So I open the box, and sure enough, it has thigh straps on it. So anyway, this contraption, you know, is able to sort of step into it, and it stayed in place. And so he texts me, he says, tell me when you're ready. So I did. And he said, okay. He says, now go back to the bar and wait. So I went back to the bar and I had left my drink there. And so I sat back down and I waited and I waited and I waited. It's probably about 10 minutes, but it felt like an eternity. And I'm just sort of looking around trying to figure out where he could be hiding. And I turn back around to the bar, and there he is sitting at the other far end of the bar. And he gives me that devilish little grin of his. And of course, you know, I'm practically in a puddle. And so he texts me and he says, you know, how's it feel? And I said, well, you know, I have a contraption strapped to my body, so not normal. And then all of a sudden it turns on. And he looked down at my phone and it says, and how does it feel now? And, well, like I said, this was a high-end toy, and it was nice. It's really nice. So, of course, now we're staring at each other across the length of this bar, which is probably at least 20 feet. And he's very nonchalantly sipping his drink. And the bartender comes over and gives me another cocktail. And so I shot him a look like, excuse me? And he just says, drink. So I'm working on my second drink, and I texted him and I said, so is this what we're doing tonight? Just going to sit here and stare at each other? And he says, oh, no, not at all. But he said, I want you in that giddy state. And I kind of rolled my eyes as I read this text. And it's probably not that unusual for most people, but I am not a giddy girl by nature. And usually with two drinks in me, the right drinks, I loosen up just the right amount. And he seems to think it's that sweet spot for the way he likes to indulge certain tendencies. So I sit there and I'm just kind of shaking my head and smiling at him and sipping at my drink, and the vibrator stops. And I guess I somehow indicated I moved or something, and he chuckled, still looking at me, and he's playing on his phone, and I'm assuming that he's got it hooked up to some app or something on the phone. So he just toys with me for like the next half hour, and it really was fun, because I know he's not going to do this all night, and I know he's not going to deny me in any way. This is all part of his love for the long play game. So eventually he sends me the instruction that I am to come join him and not speak, and that I am to, when I get there, sit next to him and ever so discreetly hand him my panties. So, of course I do. He's kind enough to turn the vibrator off while I walk, which I thought was very courteous of him. And I got to the end of the bar and I sat down and I did not speak. And he just looks at me and he says, do you have something for me? And I nodded and he put out his hand, and I very discreetly placed my black lace panties in his hand. And he closed his fist around them, and he lifted his fist up to his nose and just sort of rested his face there for a moment and inhaled ever so deeply and closed his eyes and smiled. And then he leaned over and very quietly in my ear just said, I and he put it in the pocket of his jacket. Then took another sip of his drink. And he knows that I'm in agony. Because, let's face it, I'm a talker. Being silent does not come naturally to me. So, I wait. And he turns to me and just says, "This is killing you, isn't it?" And I nodded and smiled. And he said, "But you're still willing to do it for me, aren't you?" And I nodded and smiled. And he said, "See, that's what I love about you." And I kind of gave him a quizzical look. And he says, "Because you're very strong and independent and capable. But for me, if I ask you, you'll be my good girl. And tonight," and he leans in closer, and he says, "I just need to fuck my girl." To which, of course, I immediately spasm and get wet. And he smiles, knowing that that is what happened, regardless of my reaction to it. And I looked at him, and I'm still not supposed to speak. And I'll admit, it's kind of fun. And he says, "So, what am I going to do with you?" I shrugged my shoulders. And he smiled, and he said, "I have a few ideas." But, he said, "I think it would be even more interesting if you told me what you wanted and see if what you want aligns with what I need." And so I raised my eyebrows and pointed to my lips as if to say, "Well, I can't speak." And he pointed to my phone and just said, "Text me." And so for the next 5 or 10 minutes, I texted him all manner of filth, because by now I wanted nothing more than just to be his instrument of pleasure. You know, I'm not a huge fan of the word, but I think it's apropos. I just wanted to be his fuck toy. So I texted him and I said, "Well, you have clearly orchestrated this evening, and you have already, without laying a finger on me, gotten me out of my panties, into a vibrator, wet, and my cunt has spasmed a number of times already this evening. So at this very point in time, I very much want you to use me however the fuck you want." And he read that, and he got a big ass grin on his face. And he says, "Well, what I want to do, we can't do here, and we can't do it in the alley. But I do have something waiting at home for you." And he threw some cash on the bar and took my hand, and without saying another word, just led me to the car. He opened the car door for me. He actually put my seatbelt on me. Didn't kiss me. Didn't touch me in any sexual way. Got in the driver's seat and started home.